The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Yeah, so Jess has a new life goal, but to accomplish this, she's going to have to tell a big lie. Is it worth it? That's where we need you in today. Jessica, do you want to explain?
I want to be relish.
Yes.
The Orioles are literally hiring the Camden Franks hot dog mascot. If you know, every you single know. Game, there's the race, right? The hot dog race, where it's relish, ketchup, mustard. And now, and probably, I think they became the mascots, like when we actually got to see them race, was in like the last year.
Yeah.
At like, you know, special games where now they actually have like costumes of the hot dog and you actually get to see them run. And it's like the sickest thing ever. And I always cheer for relish. I'm always team relish. And also in the for the hot dog mascot, she's the only one with lashes. So
wait,
I
really
see.
Quick, just to validate Jess for a second, like Jess talks about relish, the mascot, a lot. Like we should probably talk about relish 10, 20 times a season. For whatever reason, Jess just brings it
I
up.
I love relish.
She's a fan.
I love
like
her.
Like a massive fan.
And I'm not talking about like actually putting relish on my hot dog. I love relish the mascot. Like I'm always cheering for relish. And then I saw a job posting from the Orioles that they're looking for mascots, right?
Yeah.
And it's part time and like you get to be like, you know, you get to race in front of like all the fans and everything. And I was so excited. And I've actually like filled out the application and I just haven't submitted it yet because there's a major issue. You have to be 5'5 to be a hot dog, and I am not 5'5. I think I'm 5'2. I might be shorter than that.
Most
I'm honestly not sure, but I know for a fact I'm not 5'5.
Yeah.
And I think that's honestly messed up.
Jess
to not be tall enough, and like that's gonna keep me from living out this dream.
Your hot dog dreams.
You know what I mean?
Like this, I know this sounds silly, but this is really actually serious. Jess is really,
and also this is a real job.
Yeah,
like this is a real job. If you're listening and you're like, I'm ketchup, or if you're like, wait,
life,
mustard,
waiting.
Like I'm literally
you
mustard.
Too,
you
yeah.
can literally apply. This is a real job. You yeah. have to be available for 25% of the games.
So
and you get to race.
You're just, you feel, is it you're concerned to feel guilty if you lie about your height on the application? Is that where we're at?
I think I'm just scared that like, what if I get through and I get there and they're like, turn around, leave. They're like, get out of our face.
Get your short ass out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what if the Oriole bird like is there? I walk in
you out.
And he literally picks me up. And, like, throws me out of Camden Yards.
Get out of here, kid.
Like,
slams the door.
You know what I mean?
You'll never be relish in my city.
Yeah, like, what? But, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm, like, really upset about it.
Well, let's debate this really quick. Charlotte, hop in this. I feel like at this point, I feel like you should apply and let them find out later. Because Jess really does want to do this. She would love to be a relish hot dog. I think it's better to apply and then them to see your skills and how great you are at being the relish. And then if they still decide you can't be the relish because of 5'5", let them that decide that, not you. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think you should just channel your inner man on a dating app and just like round up a few inches.
Fair.
Exactly.
And I'm also a firm believer in platform shoes.
Totally,
yeah,
big
like,
shoes.
Are there shoes that I could wear? Because you guys, this is the description. Outgoing and energetic and embraces the persona of the Camden Franks and their personalities. That is me.
It's literally me. It's 100% you. I mean, are we in agreement, Jess, should just apply for this and then if they find out, fine. But like, but Charlotte's right. I mean, hell, everybody lies. I'm 5'11.
On dating apps.
I'm 6'2 on dating apps. So like, I don't really see the difference here, you know?
I think she needs to relish the opportunity.
Oh.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be. wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Bridget from Roland Park. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
What's up?
I'm calling in to tell you guys that I'm kind of disappointed in you guys.
Why?
Well, I was just listening to you talk about applying for the mascot for the Orioles.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, if you're just tuning in, do you want to explain where we are, Jess?
Yeah, I applied to be the Orioles relish hot dog mascot, and it's really important to me, and I feel upset because there's a height requirement, and I'm not tall enough, and I still applied, and I just kind of feel insecure about the whole situation, but I really want to try, and so I went through the application process.
Wait, why would you be disappointed about that?
Because you lied.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, you lied on the application, right? So, like, you submitted the application, but you're not tall enough. So you lied. Oh. And I just think it's setting a bad example.
Wait, what?
Okay. Well,
so that was, okay, yeah.
Technically, you have to be, they say in the description that you need to be 5'5". Right. I'm not 5'5".
Right.
And
so you're mad though because Jess said that she is. I mean, can't we just consider that kind of a little white lie in this situation? I mean,
but then it just like spirals out of control and like I don't know. My biggest thing is like my daughter was in the car, and so like how am I supposed to explain to her like, oh, it's okay to lie in this situation?
Okay, here's the thing. Jess. here's the thing.
You're influencing the youth of America right now.
Honestly. Part of the reason why this whole situation has me so messed up is I think it's very hurtful that only people that are 5'5 and taller can apply. And
she's serious about
and
this.
No,
too.
I'm so serious because like I think that's so messed up because like myself, and I really want to do it, but I'm sure there's people who obviously are born and raised here, which that could possibly be like your dream to be running on
that's
a professional
true.
MLB baseball
like,
field
imagine if you're
in
5'7",
Camden Yards.
And you've
like,
been waiting your whole life
like
for this.
That's so flipping cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm really upset that they're just disregarding a huge, massive group of people, myself included. And technically, the description says you have to be 5'5". And I applied. Nowhere did it say enter in your specific height. So technically, it's not like I made the decision to lie to them. And if there's any lesson that I can teach your daughter is to still try no matter what. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Does that make you feel any better?
Actually, no. And I still think that it's super disrespectful. I think that you're wasting their time. Okay. And it's disrespectful to the organization. It's disrespectful to the Orioles. Like,
okay. Yeah, no, we hear you. That make you feel any differently, Jess?
No. I'm not trying to disrespect the organization.
This is Brittany from Dundalk. Hey, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hey. I just want to call because that woman, he was definitely being a Karen. And let me tell you something. If you want to be relish, be relish, because that was the funniest stuff I ever heard you talking about. And you guys are awesome. All you guys do are you're always, you know, telling the truth and very, you know, you just always try to do the right thing. And you're right. And I'm 5'2". And if I had my heart set on something, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it. Ain't telling me otherwise.
Thank you.
There ain't no way.
Don't let her say you're no bad example. Like, who does she think she is? Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Maybe she's
a morning show or else I'd be going off right now.
Yeah, no. Maybe she's team ketchup or something. Hating on me. Hating on me.
She's in on this,
maybe
I think.
Maybe she's the onion because she's fine.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.